To think is denken. There's the
Denken.
TH of think. It's a D, denken. So I think would be ich.
Ich denke.
Ich denke. Then we have to believe is glauben. Glauben spelled Glauben. Glauben. How does glauben to believe fit in here? It does. It does because glauben is used very much not only for believing but also for thinking. So if you want to say, I think he's going to be here soon, you will very often, more often than saying, ich denke, you will say, ich glaube,
Glaube.
I believe that he's going to be here soon, which would be
Ich glaube, dass er
soon,
bald
bald.
hier sein wird.
Right. Ich glaube, dass bald hier sein
Wer?
wird. And I hope that you can come with us.
Ich hoffe,
That you can come with us
dass Sie
tonight. Dass Sie
heute
heute
Abend mit uns kommen können.
Good. Right. Ich hoffe, dass Sie heute Abend mit uns kommen können. The word for easy in German is light. If it is light, it's easy. Light, yes, which is in the G string, in German is leicht. Leicht. Instead of GH, CH. Leicht. Leicht.
Leicht.
Yes. So leicht actually means light, also in weight. What is light in weight is easy. It is sehr leicht. And heavy in German is schwer. Schwer spelled SCHWER. Schwer is heavy. Of
Schwer.
course, what is very heavy is very difficult. Schwer is heavy and difficult. Es ist sehr schwer. So, it is very easy would be
Es ist sehr leicht.
leicht. Yes, es ist sehr leicht. It is very interesting would be. Do you remember interesting?
Es ist sehr interessant.
Sehr interessant. Es ist sehr interessant. A word that is useful is bequem. Bequem means comfortable. Es ist sehr bequem hier. It is very comfortable here. Bequem. 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 Es ist sehr bequem. And if you want to talk about somebody and say that he's very nice or she's very nice, well, nice would be nett, very neat. Ist sehr nett. Sie ist sehr nett. Sehr nett. NETT. But more often you use very much a word for which there is no exact equivalent in English, and that is sympathisch. Sehr sympathisch, which is not an English word, because there is no English word for it, but used very much, sympathisch. Again, taken over from French, sympathique. Sehr sympathisch. But there's one word for which there's, which is very German. It's actually beautiful. Word or beautiful description. And that is the word gemütlich. Gemütlich. It has something to do with mood. Gemütlich has mood, but not müde. Müde is tired. But gemütlich with a T means es ist sehr gemütlich. There's a very, it's sehr gemütlich here, meaning it is very comfortable and it has a beautiful ambiance. That feeling of a nice ambiance, a nice and beautiful and comfortable ambiance, the whole mood of the place makes it sehr gemütlich. It's a very German word, a very German feeling, a very German atmosphere, which is comfortable and nice and conducive. In a nice Gemütlichkeit, surrounding of ambiance, die Gemütlichkeit. So the, and everything with height and kite and unk is always die, which reminds me of Mark Twain. I don't know whether I should tell you that, who had something to say about the German language. Funny language, because they have three genders, masculine, feminine, and neuter, der, die, and das. And imagine that the child in German, child is Kind, K-I-N-D. You're wondering if it is der or die Kind. Is the child masculine or feminine? Oh, no. Das Kind, das ist Nutter. So the child is Nutter. Okay, fine. But then you have the girl. Now, certainly you would think that the girl is feminine. Oh, yeah, but not in German. Mädchen is das Mädchen, is Nutter. But das Mädchen grows up and becomes a Fräulein, a young lady. Now you would say, finally, she made it. Fräulein? Das Fräulein. Nutte. Das Fräulein. But then she becomes a woman. Finally, she made it. Die Frau. Now it's feminine. Die Frau ist feminine. Das Fräulein ist Nutter, but die Frau ist feminine. But then she gets married and becomes das Weib. Back to Nutter. That's Mark Twain.